Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
I was never a costume guy to begin with, so. Oh, yeah. And there we go.
Never?
Never. I hated costumes. And that will surprise absolutely nobody.
Like even as a kid.
Anyway, even as a kid, I hated it. Hated it. And it won't surprise you to find out that that's coming from Kai Brisdahl. That's my name. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. Make it today make sense. Costumes or not. Costumes or not.
And I am Mariel Segarra. I did like to wear a costume as a kid and a teenager. Thanks for joining us. It is Hollowed Out Shell Thursday. How hollow is your shell today, Kai?
You know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I'm in reasonably good spirits, given everything. I don't know. You?
Yeah, mine's okay. I got a fridge. So that's something. It's not
you
here yet.
Did you really? Like a full-size one? A big one?
It's been purchased. So you know what's really sad? My apartment is in New York City, right? So it's small. My fridge is not a normal size fridge. It's not a mini fridge, but it's like it's a half sized fridge. So it's one of those. Yeah. And it fits into kind of like a corner in my kitchen.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So it's that.
Wow.
All right. I can barely fit anything
coming?
In it. But you know, at least yeah. Tomorrow, I think.
That's a plus. It could have taken yeah. You are lucky to be getting something that is not like 12 weeks away. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of what I'm grateful for today and that is it.
That's yeah, I got a fridge. All right. Let's do the news. I'll go first just cuz mine is I'm going to channel my inner Molly Wood here. And point out that Mark Zuckerberg did not do what Molly thought he was going to do. So Facebook has now been renamed into Meta, M-E-T-A, and it's going to be an umbrella corporation for Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and whatever else Zuckerberg decides to buy. Here's the thing that we have not seen happen quite yet, and that was Molly's prediction that he was going to make himself the CEO of Meta and then let somebody else be the CEO of Facebook, a la Larry Page and Sergey Brin at Google, where they elevated themselves to Alphabet and Sundar Pichai runs Google. That has not happened yet. I think Molly's probably right that it's going to happen, but that's that's the sort of tech news and corporate news of the day. I don't know. It's the most underwhelming bit of corporate rebrand I've ever seen, really.
So it's Meta as in metaverse, right?
And then he
had
totally.
A little video where he tried to explain the metaverse. And I just did an episode of tech on of Marketplace Tech on this, and I still don't really get it. I mean, what the metaverse is exactly, it seems like a mix between virtual reality and sort of like, God, I'm hesitant to try to explain it right now because I feel like people are going to be like, wrong. But I feel like there's a lot of different sort of descriptions of it. And maybe that's because it doesn't totally exist yet.
Yeah, I don't think it totally exists. I think the video that Zuckerberg did was a little cringy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, maybe it's coming in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, don't know. And Zuckerberg will have been on the leading edge of it, I suppose. But it still doesn't detract from the fundamental problems that company has and has caused in this society. And we'll see how that plays out in the new branding scheme, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're kind of like, look at this shiny object over here.
Right. Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And that was Molly's point, right? Zuckerberg's going to go, oh, no, I don't run Facebook anymore. All y'all take care of that. You know, you work for, you know, person X now. And I'm not sure that's going to work. I'm just not sure that's going to work.
I don't think so.
Super quick, I want to touch on two other things. Number one, gross domestic product came out this morning. It slowed from the previous quarters, right? It was 2% annualized from July through September, which we knew was happening. So not as great as we wanted, but, you know, in an ordinary year, it'd be pretty good. So it's going to get better from here. The Delta variant did its number, and now we're all getting boosters, and it's going to ramp back up again. I also want to just talk really briefly about the framing issue around the Democrats having all these internecine squabbles about the infrastructure bill that they're working on, the social spending bill, I guess, with Biden. And here's what I want to point out. And I'm guilty of this, talking about the Democrats just not being able to get on the same page for a whole lot of reasons to get this thing done. I think it has to be pointed out that the only reason that they need all 50 Democratic senators and all 218 Democratic members of the House is because the Republicans are refusing to join in governing. And that just has to be said. And I think it's an important framing issue as we talk about sometimes political reporters with great glee, the disarray that the Democrats are in. It's not all on the Democrats, right? There's plenty of blame for the dysfunction of Congress to go around. And I just wanted to say that out loud.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my spiel.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, I feel like you've talked about this on the show before, where you're almost hesitant to say something obvious like that because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, am I allowed to say, to point this out, mm-hmm. you know? Or am mm-hmm. I not being objective enough or whatever, but it's true. It's just a fact.
Yeah, so. I totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah. All right, those are my, one and three quarters news items. What do you got?
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw this, the city of L.A. is, as opposed to the country of L.A., L.A. is launching a universal basic income program. It's a pilot families $1,000 a month for a year, and it's like 3,000 families. They have to be at or below the federal poverty level, have a dependent minor or be pregnant, and have experienced some kind of financial or medical hardship because of the pandemic. But there are no strings attached to the money. That's the idea of universal basic income. Right. And I just think it's interesting. There's been a lot of talk about UBI, and a lot of mayors have pushed for it. Actually, the city of Stockton, California, tried this before the pandemic, and they found that giving people $500 a month not only decreased their depression and anxiety, which makes a lot of sense, but among mm-hmm. that group, full-time employment increased. So even though they were mm-hmm. getting money every month, their employment increased. And I think there are a few possible reasons for that. One is that unlike unemployment insurance, it doesn't disincentivize you to work. It doesn't say you right. can't work if you're getting this money. So people actually had an incentive to supplement the money they're getting. Mm-hmm. And then also, I mean, thinking about the anxiety and depression part, financial stress or not knowing where your next meal is coming from is incredibly, debilitating. And it can be hard to get out of that hole if you're literally hungry and you're like, I have to find a job now. It's a lot harder to go on that search if you have nothing to work with. So I wonder if that's part of it as well.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. And I think the third component here is that $500 a month or in Stockton and $1,000 in LA for those families goes a long way toward childcare, right? Because a lot of the reasons that people don't work in this economy is because they can't afford or cannot find any kind of childcare. And if you've got $500 a month, no strings attached, that you can spend on childcare, then you can go to work. And that makes a huge difference. But it'll be really interesting to see in Los Angeles, the biggest city to try it, how it works out.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So the news isn't too grim for a Thursday so far. Brian Shallon?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. All right, you go first here.
Okay. So there is a woman who is suing Kellogg, the cereal company, over mm-hmm. their strawberry Pop-Tarts, saying that they don't contain really? Nearly enough strawberry. That actually they contain more pear and the like bright red color that makes them, I guess it's pear. Strawberries are apparently expensive and I'm surprised they have any fruit in them at all, to be honest. But yeah, the bright red color just comes from food coloring. It's kind of bold, right? I mean, look, I think it'd be great if companies had to be more responsible with the way they label their food. But also, if you're eating a Pop-Tart, like if you were to eat a banana lollipop, do you really think there's any banana in there? Probably not. Doesn't taste like it.
Doesn't taste like it. Although, just to be clear, I'm a big fan of artificial banana flavor. I kind of like it. But that's a whole different boat. That's a whole different podcast, I guess. All right. Well, so here's mine. I've got two quickies. Number one is that Wendy's today, upon the news of Mark Zuckerberg changing the name of the company to Meta, said, Wendy's in on its Twitter feed said, changing name to Meat. I just kind of like that. I just thought it was great.
Wendy's does have a funny Twitter account.
They do, right? And you got to figure it. You got to figure it's some like 23-year-old intern, right, running it. Here's my more substantive one. So the Wall Street Journal yesterday printed an absolutely banana pants letter to the editor from Donald J. Trump, in which Trump listed all of the lies about the election and how, in essence, he still won. That it was fraud all the way down. So the Journal editorial board today published a statement in which it lays out its defense of publishing the lies of Donald Trump. And they said this, and I couldn't believe it. I love it, but I couldn't believe it. And we think it's news when an ex-president who may run in 2024 wrote what he did, even if, or perhaps especially if, his claims are bananas. And that's the Wall Street Journal editorial board. That was kind of funny. It made me laugh.
I mean, it is funny that they use the term bananas. Maybe they listen to this podcast. Maybe Molly got to them.
That would be great.
Oh, I mean, not to end back in the dark place, but it is kind of wild, though, to publish something and then refute it. Like, publish something one day and refute it the next day.
Totally.
Yep.
Don't get it for a second. Not for a second. Yeah, all right. So before we actually go to the dark place, let us get out of here. We are done for today. Send us your Make Me Smiles, would you? Your other thoughts, your questions, your comments. You can also email us. We're at makemesmart@marketplace.org. Or you can call us. Our number is 508-827-6278, 508-UB-SMART. Also, you can write to us on our website and attach an audio file. That is marketplace.org/makemesmart. If that's easier for you, you can just talk to your computer.
Yeah, and we will be back tomorrow for Economics on Tap and the YouTube live stream at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. And if you don't want to miss a show, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get new episodes straight to your feed.
Automation. It's an amazing thing. Man, my house really needs to be painted. All right, we're done. Make Me Smart is produced by Mark A. Green, who's filling in for Marissa Cabrera today and this week, I think. Today's episode was engineered by Brian Allison in DTLA.
Yes, Bridget Bodner is the senior producer. The interim executive director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
We should just call her the executive director. Enough of this interim BS.
At this point, right?
Let's just do that. What are they going to do? Fire us?
Probably not.
Did I say that out loud?
Maybe, though.
Probably not. You know, one hopes. I don't know.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.